The call to worship this morning is a little different. It's two paragraphs, basically. I'll read the first paragraph, and then we will do the prayer of invitation together. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they are all filled with the Holy Spirit. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Let us come expectantly as we worship God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as we pray the prayer of invitation together. Eternal God, the Father of all spirits, and lover of our souls, who sent your Holy Spirit upon your church on the day of Pentecost, and promised that he shall abide with us forever, let your Spirit lead us into all truth, defend us from all sin, enrich us with his gifts, refresh us with his comfort, rule our heart in all things, and lead us in the way everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the same Spirit lives and reigns one God, world without end. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father. Bless you, may be seated.